Om Shri Sai Ram, invoking the blessings of our beloved Bhagavan, Shri Satya Sai Baba. Dear distinguished guests, respected elders, and fellow brothers and sisters, welcome to the morning session of day 2 of the Satya Sai World Youth Festival 2016. Today, we will be focusing on the sub-theme of Love is the Path, sailing through the ocean of life. Every step of our beloved Bhagavan is soaked in eternal love, such that he has left indelible footprints in our hearts and minds. Through Swami's example, we have seen that where there is His will, there is our way. In this spirit, brothers and sisters, we will commence with a speech by Sister Sai Usha Haridas on where there is love, there is highway. Sister Sai Usha is based in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. She has taught at international schools and worked in educational management. Sister Sai Usha is a fourth generation Sai devotee and serves as the zonal youth coordinator for Zone 4 countries. Please welcome Sister Sai Usha.
Love and reverence, I offer myself at your lotus feet, beloved Swami, and to all of you present here, Jai Sai Ram. So, we've all heard the saying, where there's a will, there's a way. Today, I'd like to add and tweak a little something from that saying. Because I believe where there's Sai, there's love. And where there's love, there's the highway. You know, brothers and sisters, there's something I absolutely love about being on a long drive. When I'm on a highway, I just love watching the road, which sometimes slopes up, sometimes down, sideways to the left and right. What I find fascinating is when you look ahead, you notice that the road always reveals itself a little at a time. From the starting point on a highway, you can almost never see the destination, right? So, knowing the goal of our journeys, we know, we trust, and we are at complete ease with the fact that the road will reveal itself a little at a time, as we keep treading the path. I also enjoy the fact that highways are traffic-free, allowing us to cruise all the way. Highway journeys are so much easier than driving on inner roads or small lanes, and we don't need to start-stop all along the way. Today, here and now, Swami, your exuberant, most radiant, electrifying, loving presence is felt more strongly than ever before. Initially, as a younger youth, I knew conceptually that you are always present. But now, I can literally feel your presence all the time. You truly see everything, hear everything, and you most definitely know everything. You're not just here or there. You're everywhere. Swami, at all times, you're here and in the presence of everyone. Every one. So what I'm saying, brothers and sisters, is we're all on this highway of life. And the best way to progress is with love. This love is constantly present as Sai. So some of you might ask, how do you know that this presence of Swami that you feel is actually Swami's presence? Swami has a unique, special way of showing his presence to every single one of us here. I have absolutely no doubts that everyone here has had these experiences of their own. I'm sure you've all experienced a time when you felt, who but Swami could possibly know what to do with this situation? Swami manifests his presence through many, many roles in our lives. And here's an incident revealing the presence of his love as a parent. So, my parents sent me to the UK to study for university. And there was a month when I realized I was short of cash because I had spent it all. So, with a little altar of Swami in the center of my room, this particular month, Swami, I told you that how nice it would be if I just had another £220 extra for the month to go smoothly. I didn't want to ask my parents for any extra money. So I told Swami about it and I left it at that. I'll never forget how on that very day, on my way back from college, the security guard of my halls of residence said, "Hey, Sai, you've got mail." In 1.5 years of staying there, I never received any mail. And today, mail? So I went to the mailbox and I opened the envelope. Guess what there was? There was a check of some £258, which happened to be the refund of a deposit for something I paid for the previous year. How instant. How loving and how characteristic of my Swami. Where there's Sai, there's always so much love. And where there's love, there's a highway. In connecting with you and speaking to you, Swami, you find ways to show that you hear us. You know our needs, you know our wants. You're here giving us what you know is right for us. Your sweetness shields us from our obstacles, and you make us look good, despite our shortcomings. We see how along with operating grand schemes of all things in the universe and all of existence, you also have time to look into my personal finances and pocket money. Thank you, Swami. Here's another instance where Swami has been present, and this time as my closest friend and companion. Somebody who knows just what I need. There comes a time in girls' lives when sometimes she has to transform from being the pampered with affection and love princess in her parents' home to, after marriage, a woman with new responsibilities of home and family. This transformation into a householder is a time when a woman grows in strength, maturity, and courage. Draupadi, in these times of learning, would confide in Krishna as her confidant. When I got married and moved to Kuala Lumpur from my parents' home in Hong Kong, I remember thinking every day, okay, I just need to take things one day at a time, and I will get used to this wonderful family and this new environment and adapt to these roles of a daughter-in-law and a wife. Within the first few weeks of marriage, I'll never forget how I had a series of dreams of you, Swami. In the first dream, upon seeing you, I immediately said, "Swami, do you know how long I've waited for you?" And even before I could complete my sentence, my loving Swami replied, "And do you know how long I've waited for you?" I gave Swami a hug and he embraced me right back. What a dream. I had two subsequent dreams right after this in which Swami was present the same way and I received huge hugs from Swami in my dream. Who else but you knows how to nurture me? Who else gives strength to go through phases of life with confidence and bravery? Where there's sigh, there's love. And where there's love, there's a highway. Swami's presence is manifest as guru. And in my experience, a guru with so much sweetness and love. I remember coming here as a very young kid. In the days that we used to receive Swami's darshan in the sand. Just outside that entrance, on the ladies' side, there was a Joy ice cream stall. One day, after darshan, Swami asked all the children present at darshan to line up in rows outside the Joy ice cream stall. And Swami came with Sevadal with cartons full of ice cream. And this was being served to us by Swami. I remember Swami coming close and asking all of us, "What is love? What is love?" And with a twinkle in your eyes, you emphatically said, "Love is ice cream." Love is pure white like ice cream. Love is sweet like ice cream. Love is cool like ice cream. Love melts your heart like ice cream. Not only is your presence in our life truly sweet, pure, and loving like ice cream, but Swami, with your love and guidance, you teach and inspire in such beautiful ways that you make us, your children, always want to practice the same purity, sweetness, and love. Swami, you show your presence all the time, through major events in life and simple daily affairs. Your presence always paves the way beautifully. Where there's sigh, there's love. And where there's love, there's a highway. Without your gentle nudging, and sometimes in my case, pushing, I wouldn't become the person that I am. Even then, when setting out to work, these days, sometimes I would come across hurdles. And I still say, "Swami, I don't know anything. I don't know how to deal with this. You do it. You lead the way. You make it happen." And you always do. So what are the perks of taking this highway? Swami, with your love, confidence grows in the self. With your love, strength finds itself. Resilience grows and dealing with situations become easier. With your love, tasks that sometimes I have no clue how to execute become possible because your love somehow bestows the necessary knowledge and skills. With your love, we learn to lovingly interact with everyone. With your love, we find joy in communicating with others on the same journey as us. We find ease in communicating in language, which just isn't a barrier in any way, shape, or form. I vouch for this, especially because I'm able to perfectly communicate with my Russian and Spanish brothers and sisters. With your love, there is constant, limitless potential. Your presence as eternal witness in our lives teaches us to be witness to our own lives, our thoughts, and our life situations. When through these, we experience so much love from you, we desire to emulate the same, which by nature is expansive. Your love manifests through all, and your presence is felt within here and everywhere. When we operate being love, we uphold high ideals and exemplary character, and then we truly live the high way, the Sai way. So, my beloved brothers and sisters, where there's Sai, there's love. And where there's love, there's a highway. Jai Sai Ram.
Thank you, Sister Sayusha. You beautifully said that where there is Sai, there is love. Where there is love, there is highway. And I'm sure you explained how with Swami's love, we can progress along this highway in life. Thank you so much. Dear brothers and sisters, as we continue our journey of love in this path, I am delighted to introduce and welcome Dr. Chandini to share her thoughts with us. And Dr. Chandini is an MBBS doctor and in her last phase of internship. She hails from state of Tamil Nadu. Without further ado, brothers and sisters, let me welcome Dr. Chandini.
Sai Ram, my most humble pranams at the lotus feet of my beloved Mother Sai. A very warm Sai Ram to all my Sai sisters and brothers assembled here in this August gathering. Ya Devi Sarvabhuteshu Shakti Rupena Samstita. Ya Devi Sarvabhuteshu Bhutti Rupena Samstita. Ya Devi Sarvabhuteshu Matru Rupena Samstita. Namastasyai 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 Namo Namaha. I offer my salutations to Goddess Devi, who in all beings is residing in the form of power, intellect, and as a mother. These sacred lines encompass the crux of Swami's divine message to all of us young Mahilas standing on the threshold of an exhilarating journey of life ahead. Ya Devi Sarva Bhuteshu Shakti Rupena Samstita. Women are embodiments of Shakti, strength and power. Now what sort of power are we talking about here? Is it the power to lift mountains? Or perhaps the power to run in a supersonic speed? No, it's the inherent power that exemplifies all of us young women. The power of patience, the power of love and empathy, the power of forbearance and fortitude. Extolling this very aspect, Swami quotes the Gitas, which says that we women are endowed with 7 different kinds of power. Talking of power and women, recently I was, debating with my friends about Mother Sita. And I started to read a lot about her from Swami's discourses and his writings. But what really amazed me was that Mother Sita was a strong woman. She was an extraordinary woman. She possessed great strength beyond measure. And her strength lay within her in the form of her self-belief. independent of what the entire world thought of her, Sita believed in herself, and she stuck to her personal decisions. When Lord Rama was sent into exile, she followed him out into the forest. She believed in adhering to her dharma, following her husband in happiness and in sorrow, in sickness and in health. When Hanuman offered to rescue Sita when she was at Lanka, Sita politely refused, and she went on to remind him that she was a child born of Mother Earth. She possessed superhuman powers and she had every ounce of strength to flee Ravana's palace all by herself. But why did she refrain? Only for the sake of Lord Rama, to uphold his honor. Brothers and sisters, what is it that we actually comprehend from Sita's life? She was incredibly strong from within, and she was very resolute and decisive. That is the message for all of us young women. Today, more often than not, we tend to do things not because we want to do them, not because we are convinced about them either, not even because we think they are right, but simply because they give us the scope for earning some sort of goodwill points and the respect and approval of our peers. It is here that we need to remember, sisters and brothers, that we are not just somebodies, we are Sai buddies, specially chosen as his instruments in his mission. And Swami himself has declared this. He says there are millions of youth all over the world, but those of you who are here have been handpicked and chosen as his instruments in his mission. What a great honor. And Swami says, wherever you go, Swami will always be with you. Taking a cue from what my Sai sister Usha said, he definitely does that very well, doesn't he? He shows our presence to him at the most silliest, the tiniest of occasions, constantly being around us. I am reminded of my childhood days. Every time I was up to some mischief, as a little kid, Swami's photo, which was there on the wall at home, it used to fall down onto the ground. And this used to happen so frequently that my folks at home, they just had to see Swami's photo on the ground and instantly they knew, this girl is up to something. So this was Swami's playway method of teaching me that he was around me, he was within me, he was in front of me, behind me. He was always there, everywhere. And as playful as he can be, he has his own unique way of sharpening our intellect and helping us make the right decisions in our lives. Ya Devi Sarva Bhuteshu Buddhi Rupena Samstita. Women are embodiments of supreme intellect. By nature's bounty, we women are blessed with such a sharp intellect and the quality of fundamental discrimination, that is, making the right move, which doesn't just benefit us personally, but benefits all those around us, the society at large. And now, to the most defining quality of a woman. Ya Devi Sarva Bhuteshu Matru Rupena Samstita, embodiment of a mother. Every woman in this world, whether she is biologically a mother or not, encompasses within herself the qualities of love, compassion, empathy, and sacrifice, which are all the defining qualities of a mother. I'd like to quote an incident here. On one of Swami's visits to Kodaikanal, there was one particular day, Swami refused to have breakfast. So a devotee, in all his concern, asked Bhagwan, "Swami, is there any specific reason why you're refusing to have breakfast today?" And then Swami replied to him. He said that very morning, a young devotee of his had misbehaved with his mother. Bhagwan, in all his benevolence and loving nature, did not want this young devotee to suffer for such a heinous sin of having disrespected his mother. So Swami took upon this sin onto himself, and that is why he refused to eat. Such is the selfless love of our mother Sai. In fact, every woman, every mother in this world tries to protect and shield her child from all the harsh blows of life. And so does our beloved Bhagwan too, for he showers on us the love of a thousand mothers. Such is the unconditional love. And this unconditional love, all of us women have received it as a miraculous gift from our Bhagwan. And this kind of divine love can be used as our strength to transform even the most darkest and challenging situations into the best. There was one such very challenging situation in my life when this kind of love proved to be my sole strength and solution. A professor in my medical school was making life very hard for me. All of a sudden, for reasons unknown to me, I had become his target. Everything that I said was wrong in his opinion. Every day that I faced him, he would find new ways to humiliate me. I felt stripped of my self-worth and self-esteem. I started doubting my own abilities. I completely lost a sense of purpose to my life. I was just mechanically going through the motions on autopilot mode. But throughout all this belittling and ridiculing, I was constantly communicating with Bhagwan. Be it praying to him, be it quarreling with him, crying out to him, my emotional bond with Swami strengthened on a much deeper, much higher level. Slowly, I started sending Swami's divine love to this professor. Days turned into weeks and weeks turned into several months. There was one particular night I remember, I just couldn't take it any longer. I cried and cried out to Swami the whole night. I relentlessly pleaded with him. I told him that if love is so giving and forgiving, if love is so accepting, Swami, please make me an instrument of this divine love, not only for this situation, but for the rest of my life. And then the next morning dawned. I walked into the hospital. I saw the professor walking towards me. He greeted me with a smile. He actually smiled at me. I couldn't believe it. I almost wondered if amnesia had set in, but no, he seemed genuinely warm and pleasant with me. Such is the power of our Bhagwan's divine love, isn't it? The more we give, the more we radiate this love, the more we receive in return. And just as this entire saga started for no rhyme or reason, it ended on a very peaceful note. For me personally, the greatest lesson from this emotional roller coaster was that I had emerged out of this situation as a stronger person and not as a bitter person. All of this pain and emotional trauma did not make me hard. Rather, it made me more wiser and more loving. In fact, even my friends thought that I seemed much more happier, more relaxed than ever before. I too like this version of who I've become, Chandini version 2, much, much better. Brothers and sisters, it is when life crushes us that what is within us comes out. It is during such make it or break it situations that we women understand that we are indeed embodiments of love, of selflessness, of sacrifice, of forgiving nature and so much more. Ya devi sarva bhuteshu shakti rupena samstita, buddhi rupena samstita, matru rupena samstita. But let's remember that no circumstance, no situation in our life is worth losing out on all these inherent qualities that is within us. Because with this winning combination of being endowed with such divine inherent qualities on one hand and being the chosen messengers of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba on the other hand, we the young adults, all of us brothers and sisters, are truly empowered to bring about a radical, positive change in the society around us. And let's not forget that this change begins from right within us. Sisters and brothers, Swami says that He is the Purusha, the only male aspect, and the rest of us are Prakriti, the female aspect. This to remind you that this entire session is not just aimed at this half of the hall, Sairam, because all of us, everything that Swami says for the women, the Mahilas, holds good for all of us in trying to live a value-based life. On that note, we the youth of Sri Satya Sai Seva organizations can march on with dil mein sai aur haath mein sai seva. Jai Sai Ram.
Thank you, Dr. Chantini. Your speech was very inspirational and motivational for all of us who are on the journey of love is the path. You delivered a strong message on the inner power of women and took us through some inspiring examples such as Mother Sita and how to be strong women with courage. You also mentioned with Swami's divine love, anything is possible. Thank you once again. Swami, with your kind permission, we would like to welcome Ms. Alida Park to address us. Alida Park graduated in modern languages and has specialized in simultaneous and consecutive translation. She worked as a commercial and linguistic consultant, organizing exhibition, convention, trade meetings, and media events, and was also in charge of trade buying offices and press offices. She was also the founder and general manager of media production company, creating television formats, edutainment programs, documentaries, digital films, and commercial spots, running satellite TV stations, and publishing a monthly magazine specialized in media production. She is presently a freelance TV producer and general organizer of events. In the SSIO, she currently serves as a chair of Zone 6 South Europe, as a co-chair of Public Outreach Committee and member of Media Committee. Please welcome Ms. Alida Park.
Dear Swami, ladies and gentlemen, Sai youth, good morning. First of all, I wish to express my deep gratitude to Swami for his love, support, and guidance. The first time I came to Prashanthi Nilayam over 25 years ago, I was overwhelmed and deeply touched by the love that I felt when Swami came in to the Mandir, a feeling that never left me since. I stayed just for a couple of days, but enough to realize that I have found what I have been looking for, and also to wish to be a part of his divine mission. The love that I felt, and I still feel whenever I think of Swami, is so fulfilling, enveloping, and reassuring that I have never felt to ask him for anything else. Whenever I had the chance to speak to him, I only felt the urge to express my gratitude for the love he was giving me all the time. I was always sure that his love was enough, that his love will take care of me, and that he will also always remove the obstacles I will find in my path. The spiritual quest within me, since I was a teenager, always looking for answers and explanation. But I practically knew very little about Swami. So I went to the bookshop and I bought a book which was A Catholic Priest Encounters Sai Baba by Mario Mazzoleni. While reading the book, I was fascinated by the experience the author had with Swami. And I also realized that we were going through the same spiritual path. So I really wished I could meet the author and find out more about it all. Of course, I did not know at that time that Swami takes care of all our wishes, and unknown of me, I was really part of his divine mission. When I returned home, I went to the nearby center, and I told the president I just returned for Prashanti, and I wanted to know what they were doing, what activities they were carrying out, and if I could be of any help. The president asked me, "Do you speak English? Can you use the computer?" I said, "Yes, I can." "Oh, great," she said. "I prayed Swami for some help, and here you are. I need a secretary, and Mario Mazzoleni needs an assistant to translate his books." Obviously, I was behind being astonished, because in a second, she offered me the chance to serve in the organization and also to meet Mario Mazzoleni. The only two wishes I expressed when I was here in Prashanti have been realized in a second. Mario Mazzoleni became my spiritual mentor. By helping him to translate Swami books, I have the opportunity to deepen my understanding of his message and teachings. Then, after a few days, the Sai secretary of the center, I was introduced to the center coordinator, who immediately asked me if I could assist him also as his secretary for South Europe. Under his guidance, I started to get familiar with the administration of the Satya Sai International Organization. Over the years, I've been blessed with the opportunity to work with many members, devotees, who have helped me to in my work and in my task. Swami could not give me better support and more appropriate trainers in response to my wishes. It was clear to me that Swami had selected us, prepared us, and encouraged to awaken to the call of universal divinity to become instruments in his divine mission. Swami has given his name to the organization we belong to. He has also told us very clearly, over and over again, to see him in each and every person and serve all in a spirit of dedication and veneration, and that is always with us, within us, part of us, that we are one. He has also gave clear indications that we have been selected and prepared through many lives to become instruments of his divine mission, and finally instructed us to go into all corners of the world to bring his message. So we bear his name, we are one with his form, and reflect his love in action. When asked, many members say, "We are here to achieve spiritual transformation." And by saying so, they close up. They just focus on themselves in a standby position, just waiting for to achieve the spiritual transformation. Swami has told us that he has been preparing us in many lives to become his instruments. So I really think that we should start to believe that we are already somehow spiritually transformed. And instead of being self-centered, we should really start to reach out and do the work we are expected to do. Share our experience with Sai to motivate, inspire, and so become the instrument he expects us to be, to fulfill his mission of spiritual transformation. I believe that if we work for Swami, If we share the love we have received, we will automatically improve and transform ourselves further, because by doing so, we must concentrate, recall, and put into practice his teachings. The dissemination of Swami's teachings and love is our duty and mission. You are the future of our Satyasai International Organization, and you can determine the future of this world. You should have full trust in Swami's words and believe as he does, as we do, as I do, in your own strengths and great potential. And go out to share your vibration of love to change the negative energy of the planet, to uplift, to spiritual transform, to benefit all living beings, including your families and yourselves. I always believed and counted on an active role of the youth in the Satyasai organization. In fact, in South Europe, and particularly in Italy, we have included a youth wing and organized leadership programs over 20 years ago. As a result, we have many youth as national country presidents and officers at all levels, including the Zone 6 board, where out of 10 members, 6 are youth. As Sai devotees, we have been blessed by the teachings and physical presence of Bhagavan Satyasai Baba. As Sai instruments, we should now take one step further and share with as many as possible his divine message. Always remember, if we take the first step, Swami will do the rest. I'm a good organizer, but it's difficult for me to memorize and repeat what I have read or heard. Hence, to compensate for this flaw, I learned to become adept at grasping the essence of and to internalize and synthesize profound concepts. Baba knows well all of us. In fact, over the years when he addressed me, he always gave me very simple key points to remember and follow. In one of my very first interviews with Swami, he looked at me and said, "Remember three principles: love God, fear sin, practice morality in society." He repeated it twice, patting strongly on my head, as if he wanted to fix them in my brain. He knows that I have difficulty in memorizing things. Then, to ensure I have understood and memorized his advice, like a school teacher, he said, "Repeat." If we follow the three main principles, all round progress is guaranteed. My personal challenge in life is not to fail Swami, but live up to his expectations. In order not to fail him, I ensure he's always at the top of my priority list, before my family, my business, and my personal life. In order not to fail him, I dedicate all my thoughts, decisions, and actions to him by putting into practice his teachings, namely the harmony of thought, word, and deed. In order not to fail him, I do my best to see him in every person I meet and act as if he was watching me all the time. These are small steps that keep me on the path to him. I'm sure if we put Swami at the top of our list and if we focus on him, he will take care of us and our families. Out of the many things I have learned since I came to Swami, one in particular stands out, that we should grow in wisdom and give up our ego. Serving in the Satyasai International Organization, I have noticed many times how similar ego and attachments are. These are the real obstacles to unity and divinity. We are attached to our habits, traditions, cultures, ideas, and our own likes and dislikes. These attachments give rise to the three F's, frictions, factions, and fractions, that destroy unity and are detrimental. The Satya organization has an immense potential with its presence all over the world. Working together with unity, we can effectively change the world, make this a better place to live in. In view to a capillary dissemination of Sai message, last July, the Public Outreach Committee has been established to study and offer the best possible means, guidelines, and projects to achieve this goal. The committee has also some subcommittees giving guidelines and assistance on public meetings, interfaith meetings, work of values, community engagements, and so on. You have a key vision in this public outreach vision. You are the future of our organization. Your engagement, involvement, and determination is essential to make a real change in the world. We are organizing a public outreach workshop on the 15th morning at 10:30 at the Sadhana Center, which is just behind the supermarket. We really would like you all to attend to find out more about this committee and how much you can do in the community to spread Swami's message. Right now, there are two projects led by the youth to promote human values in the communities. One is Serve the Planet, launched in 2013 in South Europe and extended to all zones to work united in a common service effort to benefit humanity. Every year, Serve the Planet is organized on the 20th of October with a different theme, although the underlying current of all services activities carried out are human values. Serve the Planet is not meant to be one of the many service activities of the SAI centers. It is meant to involve, invite, sensitize the community, the public, in the service itself, so that they can experience together with us love in action. In 2013, the topic was Feed the Food. The distribution of food to the less fortunate in homeless shelters and other venues around the world resulted in over 6,000 people being served with nourishing food. Over 10,000 volunteers worked together to make it possible. These numbers grow every year, proving that together, united, we can have a greater impact in society and really make the difference. In 2014, the topic was Children, Our Future. Last year, Human Values for Nation Building. This year's topic is Love for Animals. We all know how much Swami loves animals. As our dear Swami beautifully explained, divine love embraces everything and every being. His love is always inclusive and expansive. Universal love is unconditional and unlimited, so includes caring, respecting all living creatures as divinity is everywhere. And therefore, no pain should ever be caused to anyone or anything. Another public outreach youth project I would like to share with you today is LASA. LASA stands for Love All, Serve All, a global youth movement devoted to the welfare of the world that aims to spread the universal human values and to inspire others to live according to these values through music. It was initially launched in the year 2007 by the youth of South Europe. The first performance took place here in Prashanti Nilans under the presence of Swami, who appreciated very much the project and blessed its implementation. He enjoyed it so much that he asked the youth to continue singing. But since they were given only 15 minutes to present LASA, as there were other programs on the same evening, they prepared just three songs. So they sang the same songs twice. And when Swami asked again to continue, they have to repeat the songs for the third time. Laza served very successfully in connecting design youth throughout Europe, creating a network of young adults joined by the same enthusiasm and appreciation for human values. The network resulted in an European youth conference in Italy, a musical festival in Switzerland, several live performances, a short film, an inspirational booklet, and a CD with 12 original songs. Now, we would like to launch this project internationally, worldwide, as Save the Planet, because together we have a greater potential. But only by unifying our resources we can create a real significant impact on society and spread human values on a large scale among youth worldwide. What is LASA? LASA is a model project and powerful tool to connect Sai youth throughout the world by creating a network of young adults joined by the same enthusiasm, appreciation, and willingness to spread the message of universal human values among the general public. Music is the base of the entire project. Catchy, evergreen songs based on human values, animated by movements and dynamic choreography, to be performed in public events, organizing local schools, colleges, theaters, parks, festivals, television, streets, as part of public outreach programs like Walk of Values, anywhere and everywhere worldwide to motivate other youth to join and disseminate human values further. LASA project mission will be completed when every country and town of the world will have their own Love All Serve All sing out, and when LASA's song will become evergreen and will be known and sung everywhere. What is LASA's strongest strength? It's Swami. With Swami divine guidance and blessing, with the strong spiritual principles Sai organization rests upon, and with your deep and sincere yearning for achieving excellence by being divine instruments in his hands, I'm sure you will succeed in making this project successful. Another project you have just started is an international cookbook titled Bliss is My Food. This is a compilation of 108 delicious vegetarian recipes which shows the diversity of cultures and flavors. This book has been presented by you this morning to Swami. I think the aim of this book is to spread vegetarian style of life to the public. So this is another good project you have engaged into to promote Sai teachings and to promote a project to disseminate our values. We are here because Swami has chosen us an instrument of his spiritual movement. Movement implies advancing, changing, transforming things for the better. Therefore, we should not be attached to the past or even the present, but accept change as means of spiritual growth. We should move forward in unity, as unity is divinity. We have a positive view of the world and believe in a future different from the society is heading for today. We have the ability to focus on possibilities and solutions. You believe that the challenges the world faces today cannot be changed on the same level of consciousness on which they were created, and that only by bringing out human values inherent in people it is possible to find lasting solutions. You can make the change. You must be the change. Be the lions Swami wants you to be. As Swami said, youth, the architects of the future. You are the ones who will assume the leadership of the country in future. Your nature and character will decide the character of the nation. You should work for the prosperity of the nation, welfare of the world, and universal happiness. First of all, you must follow the command of the Lord. Therein lies your welfare as well as the security of the nation and society. Swami has given us an universal key, a password that will give you access whenever you will want to be or go. The password, the key, is love. In another interview, Swami told me to be able to recognize and listen to my inner voice, I just needed to repeat, Om Sai Ram, Om Sai Ram. And to progress in my spiritual transformation, all I needed to do is to be peaceful all the time. With full trust and faith in ourselves, if we think of Swami constantly, if we offer Him all our actions, we cannot go wrong. All our actions will be sanctified. Be always peaceful and happy. Thank you. And thanks, Swami, for your love and blessing.
Thank you, sister, for sharing your beautiful journey of love with Swami. You reminded us that Swami has selected us, prepared us, and awakened us to the call to be an instrument in His divine mission. Swami has said, wherever my glory is sung, there I seat myself. Bhajan is one of the processes through which you can train their mind to expand into external values. It encourages one to dive into himself and genuinely become his real self. Your heart grows when you're hearing bhajans with a full mind. The wealth derived from singing God's name and meditation is the influence of the higher energies in nature on one's life. These not only cleanse the external body, but also purify the inner tendencies. Dearest Swami, we now offer the Satya Sai Rural Youth Festival theme song. Please accept this offering, which will be sung by our sisters from India and followed by bhajans. Thank you. Jai Sai Ram.
అది అనంత ప్రేమ బహుమానం
పంచుకు ప్రేమ ఇక్కడే ఇప్పుడే పొందు అనంతమైన ఆనందం నీలో
ప్రేమతో ఆనందించు జీవించు ప్రేమతో
సాయి
మడలు ప్రేమతో ఆనందించు జీవించు ప్రేమతో
సాయి
ఎవరికైనా దొరికేది అది అనంత ప్రేమ బహుమానం
బహుమానం పంచుకు ప్రేమ ఇక్కడే ఇప్పుడే పొందు అనంతమైన ఆనందం నీలో
నాడే నిన్ను ఎంచుకుందా నవ్వుడు ప్రేమిద్దా ప్రతి దినము సాయి కోరేది అదే ఈనాడు అనుసరించు సాయి బాటలు
ఎవరికైనా దొరికేది అది అనంత ప్రేమ బహుమానం పంచుకు ప్రేమ ఇక్కడే ఇప్పుడే పొందు అనంతమైన ఆనందం నీలో
వినాశక గణనాథ
వినాశక గణనాథ
వినాశక గణనాథ
వినాశక గణనాథ విఘ్న వినాశక గణనాథ.
My life is my message. message, expansion is my life.
My life is my message, expansion is my life.
No reason for love, no season for love, no burn, no death.
No reason for love, no season for love, no burn, no death.
No reason for love, no season for love, no burn, no death.
No reasons for love, no seasons for love, no burn.
Sai Jai Jai
Shri Baba Satya Baba Prema Baba Jai Jai
Shri Baba Satya Baba Prema Baba Jai Jai
God is my Lord, this is my bed.
Sai Jai Jai
Shri Baba
Jai Bolo Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba.